consideration and adoption of the committee report on the bill. Consideration and adoption of our minutes. And the last two will just be announcements, members. I think the legacy report has been circulated to all the members. And also the draft report on public hearings that we won't discuss today. We will discuss them next week. Just to give you enough time to go through. We will start with the committee report on the bill. And I will ask the secretary to read the draft report. Thank you, Chair. Hope members have got this. It's a one-page report. The speaker reads as follows. The draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Children and People with Disabilities on Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill on this bill, 13th February 2014. The Portfolio Committee on Women, Children and People with Disabilities, having considered the subject of the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill, National Assembly Section 76, referred to it and classified by the Joint Trade Women Hearing Group and the Section 76 bill, presents a redrafted bill, that is bill B50B2013. The committee reports the bill further as follows. Number one, the committee published a notice in the press on the 1st of December 2013, inviting the public to make submissions on the bill by no later than 20th December. The committee received 41 submissions from civil society organizations and held public hearings on the 29th and 30th January 2014. 23 organizations made an oral presentation to the committee on the 29th and 30th January. Number two, the committee received the responses to the submission from the Department of Human, Children and People with Disabilities on 5th February 2014 and deliberated on 18, 19, and 25 February 2014. Three, the committee took heed of the input received and the bill was amended accordingly. The amendments pertain to the issue, application and objects of the Act, social development, equal representation and empowerment, government review and enforcement, code of conduct, framework and regulation, miscellaneous and schedule 2. The committee accordingly presents a redraft of the bill that is bill 50B2013 for consideration by the National Assembly of report to be considered. Thank you, members. This is the bill that is before us, which bill is the summary of what took place in this committee. And we are going to then talk to the bill to say we agree with what is in the bill presently. And I will say by a show of hands. Lamuna.
Chair, yesterday when I received the one report on the submissions, I went through it because I thought it will come up this morning too. And though we're only receiving the draft report now, and you mentioned now that we agree on what is in the law, I cannot understand that we then have a one-pager to present to the National continue on a report on a one page. Because if we are to agree on what is in the will, do we not need to stipulate clearly what we agreed on in this committee and what we did not agree on in this committee? I don't know, I want some clarity on it because I'm confused. It's the first time that I wrote a report like this, not detailing what we discussed and what we mentioned differently before.
Okay, thanks. I will hand over to the legal advisor to explain it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Basically, the report sets out in brief what happened in the committee or the contents of the law. It doesn't set out each individual proposed amendment or each clause. That's only in terms of an amendment bill. Issues of each clause or what was agreed on is left for the debate for the individual members in the House on the day of the debate, not put in the report. So that is why the report is a brief document which has been sent to the House together with the redrafted bill.
Thank you, Member Namula.
Chairperson, I want to bring to your attention, and I want to have it noted, that I speak on behalf of the DA, did not agree on everything involved. So I don't know how we are going to go with this report. We cannot go with a report like this because, as I said, you mentioned on what we agreed on the bill. Nowhere now do we have our chance to stipulate what we did not agree on. And I hear what the law advisor says, that we can bring that up when perhaps debating in the House, whatever. But I want to bring to your attention what I now say, that what is in the bill is not what we agree on. Everything in the bill we do not agree on. So I want to have it known. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Member Chitolo, Member Liam. Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to say something about the disagreeing and agreeing. In the bill, if I disagree, there's an explanation made, there's a discussion on what I disagree on, and then after the explanation, that is accepted, and when it's accepted, it means it's agreed upon. That's how I see it. So we can't say because you disagree, you should speak in the bill that you disagree. What has been discussed, it's true that a member disagrees. But after the explanation and discussion about the very disagreement, at the end of the day, the bill goes on. That's how I understand it. Chairperson, thank you very much. I don't know, Chair. I think I'm a little bit, because yesterday we agreed. And I think if EDA doesn't agree, the legal advisor make it very clear, if you don't agree, you will state it in the debate, on the day of the debate. I think now we are delivering and we are going around the circle. See, now yesterday we agreed, now we are going to hold landlord in hostage because we didn't agree. I think Ulamula must just state, I disagree with 1, 2, 3, and 4, and tell, but she mustn't hold the whole meeting with comments. Good. Captain, thank you very much. I want to support the two letter speakers to say we have debated this bill at length, and yesterday was the final day, and majority of us have been agreeing with the last clause that we've been dealing with, section clause 7. So I therefore, Chairperson, because we've also received the legal advice, actually that's the procedure of Parliament, that we don't don't normally agree to political parties, but we raise our concerns in the broader meetings in the House. It's just like that. Even yesterday, we have been disagreeing in many bills that have been passed by Parliament, and each and every political party has a right to raise its concerns. Mm-hmm. So I therefore propose that we adopt this report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the rules, any abstentions or disagreements in terms of particular clauses can be noted in the report. So if there are any political parties who disagree with the bill or certain clauses in the bill, that can be noted either as an abstention or as a disagreement of a particular clause. And that will then form part of the minority report in the committee's report and be sent to the House together with the bill. But that must be put on record before the report is adopted.
It is clear that this bill is going to go as it is with those dissenting voices. And we are not going to waste time going in circles, repeating what we have already said. Members who raised their hands, they are going to state as to whether they support or not and give us the reasons. That is fine. Member,
no, Chairperson, no. As a member of this committee, you must allow me to just speak of my view. We in the DA did not agree. We reserved our opinion on this. And I'll ask it to be noted, and not as the member said that we agree. We reserved our opinion on it. And again today, we can submit our minority report, and that is what I was hoping would come out. That we are allowed to submit a minority report. Thank you.
I'm not going to delay the I think members really understand that they are allowed to raise their concern and must proceed with the bill in voting for the bill. Whatever comes will be noted in the report. But the bill is as is. So shall we proceed?
Chairperson, I'm not going to be in the way of the committee moving forward, but I just wanted to say that yesterday the main concern that was raised by the DA, even last week, was the issue of political parties. And we were advised by the legal advisors that we should withdraw that clause. Clause 7.2. And my understanding is that Clause 7.2 has been withdrawn, and I thought the concern of the DA is addressed. However, I will not stand in the way if the DA wants to note other concerns. They are free to do so, but I want to place on record that the committee and the department yesterday agreed to withdraw Clause 7.2, which was a concern that was raised about the bill yesterday. So I'm not aware of any other concerns, but I leave it to any party that wants to put their concerns. They are free to do so. Thank you, Chairman.
by indicating our support for the bill. Honourable members, I think members again have moved for the adoption of the bill. Can you show by hands our support? Thank you. because we have been waiting, we've been debating on this one clause. My not voting does not mean that I'm not supporting this legislation or this bill. I will take this piece, this bill before to my caucus tomorrow, where I will seek the guidance of my caucus, and I will then indicate in the House my support. I'm unfortunately not able to indicate it here. Unfortunately, last week when I went to caucus, we were still waiting for a third legal opinion on a certain clause, which has now changed, and our caucus is only meet on Thursday. And I'm therefore unable to, because I have to seek the guidance of my caucus, so I cannot, if you can just note that I'm not voting on it, not saying that I don't support the bill, if you can note that. Thank you.
Thank you. I want it to be noted that the DA is not supporting the law, that we have continuously, through all the negotiations with the committee, raised our concerns on the law, that we are still awaiting the third legal opinion that we were promised, and yesterday it was another story, and we cannot support this law. Thank you. We also have our petition. Yeah, and then to chair, we have our minority report, so I'll give it to you. Thank you.
You know, I would like that before we close on this letter of the day, the legal advisor to explain the state of why.
Around clause 7.2, there were two different views, one from the state law advisor and one from the parliamentary legal advisor around clause 7.2 of the bill. After lengthy discussions between our two officers, the initial agreement was that there were no written opinions placed on record. The committee then requested that those written opinions be put on record and be presented to the committee before a third outside legal opinion is then sought. The two legal advisors then presented those legal opinions. They still differed, but then agreed that there is a mutual way where this issue could be resolved. That is why a third legal opinion was not sought, because there was agreement, and the committee, together with the department and the minister, then agreed with the legal advice of the legal advisors and then proceeded. So that's why a third legal opinion was not sought, and would be a waste almost to go and seek a third legal opinion when the issue has already been resolved.
Thank you. On this matter.
Thank you, Chairperson. Okay, besides the clause that we're dealing with yesterday, we had other concerns. It was not just one concern. So given the opportunity, I'm not sure how it's done, whether we present or we just submit to you our concerns. So as long as it's noted as well, in terms of from yesterday. So.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I actually wanted to apologise for not being here yesterday. I was attending Mrs. Kosana's memorial in the House, and I also had another portfolio committee. So thank you for that clarity. And then just to say that, of course, my party, we had a concern with that clause. That clause now having been removed presents my caucus tomorrow with a different bill to consider. And therefore, I would just like to make sure that you put it on record that I will indicate our party's support for or against it in the House, if you would allow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honourable members. Well, then we both understand you that the bill has been adopted with the concerns raised by other parties. That will be noted. Evidence that can be viewed then, which at the moment is DA. So that will be raised, you know, during the discussion, the debate in the House. Members, yes, I think we are done with the bill. are now going to proceed with other matters of the committee. In terms of the bill has been adopted with the sending views of the DA. Can we then proceed to item 2, which is the consideration and adoption of minutes? I think the department, we thank you very much. You are free to leave if you feel so, Minister.
I read it, but I was not present here, so I can't open it. I can't propose. I read, but I just can't propose.
You know, my name doesn't appear, so I can't even close it.
Is your name on your phone?
No, I don't know if you know this. I don't remember.
I was absent and she attended on our behalf. Present on the
14th of November,
and what has picked up the chair on resolutions, the committee deliberated on the presentation and raised concerns which were responded to by the department. Are we now on the 14th? Remember, I read the minutes, I was here. Did the department provide I just want to make sure, did the department provide a breakdown of the costing of the bill? A breakdown of the costing of the bill? What is submitted? Come again. Here in this report on the 14th, under resolution, it was agreed that the department should provide the breakdown information on the costing of the bill in the next meeting. That is what I'm asking. I can't get something like that with this in my file, and I file everything when I go on.
Thank you.
discussion. The cost was 151 million. That I remember.
But I think subsequently, I think the problem might arise in the fact that I think subsequently they indicated that they revised it in one of the meetings, and that they also sought help from the Fiscal Commission.
Yes.
And that they were revising the budget. I think what we need is probably the revised budget and not the initial one. Just to make a note of that.
Oh yes, can I just look at the chairperson? Just on this one. On the responses, the fifth bullet, extent of consultation by the department on the bill. I must now mention that I've asked for a RIA report from the department. And I've asked the minister personally. And the day you saw she greeted me, she didn't say anything, and it's more than a week now. Later, I did not receive that. And it was a pivotal, important document for this committee to really scrutinize while doing this bill. We have also requested the department to give us minutes of the workshops that they had in the different provinces. Up till now, I did not receive. So the extent of consultation is a question here for me. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. The RIA report and the minister and she mentioned she'll give it to me. They did that and she has it. But up till now, I did not get that report, the RIA report. And I have also not received the minutes of the lady even said, we can even give you the attendance register on that. So I presume we put the timeline to that so that we can have it immediately.
Thank you.
on the resolutions, the same, it comes up again. The department should forward to the committee minutes, reports of the consultative, that was it, consultative meetings or workshops held within the province on the bill. There it comes up again, and up till now, did you receive anything? Okay, did we receive any reports from the department or from the minister?
No.
Yeah. What we received, Chair, was the list of the workshops they held in the different provinces, but not what we requested them, as always.
Part of our discussion and part of our debate.
sorry to interrupt. I just want to find out what's the position about the platform?
It's on our agenda, isn't it? Is it on our agenda for the next meeting?
You remember in our last meeting we agreed that we should write a letter to the
department. To the what?
After member an amendment inquired to the public service.
You write a letter to?
To the department, to the minister to come and explain to the committee after the response by the public service minister when she was asked a question by member in the house about the report, about the investigation, in which case their response was that they are not investigating. They're not investigating anything in as far as this platform report is concerned. So the committee said we should write a letter to the minister, which we did, for her to respond. So we agreed that before we write, we have to deal with that letter. The committee has a concern according to the discussion about the flashman report. So can maybe Chairperson highlight to me what has happened to the flashman report as Honourable Stater was saying, what is the way forward? Hence we've been as the committee members, we've been handed the document has been handed for us. And there have I don't know whether, how can I put what is inside there. I don't want to put it for however. There are interesting information which needs to be, not to be discussed, maybe those who do understand like myself, to be highlighted what was the situation, what can be the problem. Now I am saying, as Honorable Dissertant has already asked, what is happening to the platform report? Asking the chairperson. And the chairperson, according to me, I must be corrected. Seemingly, you are saying the committee had written the letter to the relevant person, or maybe just correct me so that I can be one of the people who understand.
Thank you. Chairperson, yes, it is also on my notes for today, the Fluxen report. As you know, I hear you say that the committee wrote to the minister to come and explain the Fluxen report. I'd like to know, when did this committee write to the minister? Was there any time frame set for the minister to come and report back to us? And I have very valid reasons why I'm asking this. I will not deliberate on it now. But this is a report that is
long overdue, and it is not a good story to tell for this committee or for this department, because you all know how interested we were in this Flaxman report, seeing that women were implicated. It was mostly women that were implicated by this report. And things did happen in the past couple of months, or year and a half, or 2 years, coming from this report. And it is very strange to me that it was not seen as a necessity for this committee to deal with this report. It, every time it was put aside, if the Honourable Van der Merwe didn't come up with and wrote to find out if there is any report, or pop the question on that one, we would never have known that nobody is doing anything about this report. And the repercussions of this report is going to be huge on this department. You know, I always said the financial implication of this Flaxman report cannot be good for the Chicago. Thank you. The
Secretariat, what is the problem of next week? If we are not that right, can we deal with this report in the program of next week? Let us deal with this report the quicker possible so that we can get it away and move forward. Thanks, Chair.
This thing is taking me first, but talking now. Chair, about the plus.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think
think there's no contradiction. The only problem that I think I would like us to just cast our minds back, it was somewhere in 2012 when I joined the committee, when the minister came armed with the annual report and the Fluxman report. Mm. And what had happened then was we were not able to engage the report and ask the questions that we would have wanted to ask at that time, because due to processes, the report was not supposed to have been tabled to us as a committee. It had to go to the speaker. It was then sent through the right channel to the speaker. And once it got to the speaker, we were then informed that it had been referred to the Public Service Commission for investigation, because it had to do with certain allegations of corruption, nepotism and mismanagement by senior officials in this department. And as this committee being the oversight body, it was incumbent upon us to interrogate that report and to make sure that we actually get to the bottom of it. But we never got an opportunity because we were then informed that it was sitting with the Public Service Commission. It was then a year later, in October last year, when I wrote a question to the minister asking her how far she'd gone with this investigation, the Public Service Minister, and she replied that she was not investigating it. My only concern now is, as we're talking about a legacy of this committee, our legacy of now passing legislation, of adopting minutes, our legacy will also be tainted if we don't deal with it, because it's been 2 years, almost 2 years now. And I think that I would just like to inquire with regard to the letter that we wrote the minister, whether she has responded, because I have also since we wrote to the minister, I also sent the answer to this question to the DG of the department last year, and I've also had no response. My only concern would be that we never dealt with it, and if we don't deal with it now in the next 2 weeks, it might just be swept under the carpet, and it will be part of our legacy that we never dealt with it. Thank you.
I think that I've almost covered after what Honourable Conor just mentioned, because my interest was the response of the minister, whether when did you should come and answer for the Fluxman report. But it seems that she hasn't. As the previous speaker said, the minister will come again. She never came in. We never discussed the Fluxman report. It was the first time. So that's why I think I'm covered after what Honorable Fundamental said. And once again, the department seems to be coming on the 5th of March. Can't we squeeze it in for that date? Because looking at the timetable here, the 5th of March, the department, briefing by the department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, I would like to also maybe put a letter to the committee. We really write the letter to the minister, and do we have the reply in terms of that? Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, Honorable Gekana, what I remember about what you said is that in the previous meeting, members would ask questions pertaining to the Fluxman report during meetings, and the minister would answer back to give clarity to those members, but it was not specific. It was not a specific meeting. You know, it will come in drips and drafts there and there, where a member asks a question that will lead to asking about the Fluxman report, and the minister will answer something like that. But it was not a meeting specific to deal with the Fluxman report. We did require that, or request that we had a special meeting. So you are right, it happened that there were such questions, they were answered, but it was not like in the appropriate platform.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sure I'll come back on the Honourable based on the information of what Honourable Gekana said, that you are contradicting, or the committee is contradicting we are putting ourselves, and also the way of this intervention. But as I said to you, that I'm confident.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, the previous, and I'm not going to repeat, I would also like to know, when did the letter go to the minister, and why, if we do not have any answer, why did we not insist on an answer or a reply up till now? That's my first question. My second one is,
We must also remember that this report is dragging on for quite a long time now. And during this process, there were disciplinary hearings and there were outcomes. And actually, to some extent, it is good that it has taken such a long time, because I heard the one member say they must come and brief us quickly on the report. We cannot be briefed quickly on a report as compact as the Flaxman report. We need time to scrutinize, to consult, to take part in that report, and to also opt our views on that report. So this committee will have to make time. As time could be fit in now with this vote for this report, because this report is just as important as ever. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. I do agree that we kept on saying that we cannot elaborate on the report, because the report was in the Public Service Commission and the Ministry of the Commission. And I also want to agree that yes, the report was tabled in this committee. It was tabled, but unfortunately, because of the reason that the report was with the Public Service Commission. And also, honourable members, I think we have also been able to go through the report on our own, and also have seen in the report what has happened. And those are the clarity that we wanted that we were seeking with the minister. Because I remember we kept on saying that yes, we have heard one part of the story, so we need another part in the committee. And I think we agreed, we all agreed on that one. In terms of the letter was written on the 2nd of February to the department, to the minister. And the due date, what was the due date? We will make copies and that will be later available to members. And they were supposed to have responded by then. For the 26th of this month, which they haven't. And we do have that item on our agenda for the meeting, because we looked at all the outstanding not like we're not even if we didn't raise it, we're not going to discuss it. We do have it for the 6th with other outstanding items, so that we are able to close the letter before we leave. Yeah. Even if we don't totally close it, but we should leave something that we actually think in terms of ensuring that the letter comes to an end. So that is that, honourable member. Thank you very much, honourable member, and the meeting is adjourned.
We can get a bit of
Maar het heeft even niet
gezien. Nee. Want
ik heb nou zo veel
gezien. Het is ons maar nooit gebeurd.
Als het hier recht is, dan moet je maar terugkomen. Volgens
die
regels. Volgens die regels kan het niet zijn. Die mensen lachen niet dat ze niet vrij zijn.
Before the